Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the Bible reading for November 13th. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 through 31. By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called," concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel, and gave instructions concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe, when she had received the spies with peace. Psalm 111, verses 1 through 10. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works, in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption in his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Proverbs 27:15 and 16, a continual dripping on a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Whoever restrains her restrains the wind and grasps oil in his right hand. And that's the reading for November 13th. And we thank God for his precious reading, even though many times as I read, my eyes are not as fast as my mouth or my mouth is stuttering, I know that God hears and answers. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, today as we come into your presence, we need you, Lord, so much in so many ways. And across the many miles, those who listen to these words, I pray, Lord, that you might be with them. Some are going through difficult times. Some are going through times of rejoicing. We have answers to prayer, and we have those who wonder why their prayers have not been answered, but we know that you do all things well, Lord. And when we place everything at your disposal, at your feet, that someday, in some way, we will understand it all. And we pray that you would guide us and direct us, that you would lead and open up paths before us in these days that we live. Let Jesus be more and more real than ever before, and we pray it in that precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. This is Pastor Cecil.